Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the energies for the full moon that's occurring on February 24th, 2024. We're going to take a look at each life path number and the energies that may present under this illumination. Before we get into the forecast, this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading where we'll look at your own personal numerology, please book some time with me. I'd love to work with you. My information is in the description box below. All right, let's get into it. Life path 33-6. So you all are going to be working with the energy of the 44, so 404, as well as firefly energy. And I love this for you all. So there's definitely something here about building a solid foundation that feels truly secure for you, right? And it's a part of you. It's authentic to you. So it feels safe and secure for you. And so if you feel like your life has been in flux recently or in past years, this could really be that grounding period for you, at least where you're starting that process of truly, again, like laying your roots, feeling grounded, feeling safe and secure in your environment, in your body, in your home, that sort of thing. So this can be a very powerful period for you all, 33-6s. With the 44 energy, this is definitely a great time for planning, where you can actually come up with new techniques that are different from the old ways of doing things or the ways that you maybe used to do things. So like new techniques can be implemented now that can get bigger, better results. That feel, again, very authentic to you and very safe and secure. Not like holding you back kind of safe and secure, but like not a false sense of security, but something that's truly coming from your inner depths that you are building that feels really good for you, that feels really solid. This is a great time for feeling that and planning the steps to sort of initiate and build that, whatever that is for you. This is a great time for building a business, building a house, or both. But if you're someone who has wanted to, you know, again, build a business, this is a great time to put yourself out there, to start that process. That doesn't mean that you have to give up the old job, but it means that you're taking those steps, you're getting a plan, you have a system in place, a strategy for building that business. And you have a good sense of what that feels like and what that looks like. Same thing with, you know, a home. This would be a time where you might start to plan, like maybe you want to have children. And so you need a bigger home to accommodate the growing family. This could be a time where you start to plan that process, what that looks like, what neighborhood, what schools, et cetera, et cetera. So this can definitely be one of those periods where you start to make some bigger life changes to accommodate like future desires, right? And what that sort of looks like or what you want that to look like with the understanding that it might look different than what you expect it to look like, but you're in that sort of building stage, right? Where you're planning, you're envisioning the future of how you want it to look and you're creating the foundation so that it can be built on a solid foundation. I would say under this energy, just be really, not, I don't want to say cautious, but just be mindful of sort of any financial dealings. So just, you know, I would say handle your money wisely at this time, especially when it comes to investments or, investments sort of come in pretty strongly here. Just make sure that like if you're investing your money into like any kind of institutions or any kind of, you know, what feels really solid, just make sure you investigate it. Make sure that you're really doing your due diligence to make sure that that money is being invested wisely. Of course, you don't have control over what the outcome is going to look like, but you can do your due diligence. You can do your research and make sure that you feel good about whatever that is. And I would also say the same thing about like if you're going to build a business, if you need to get like financial backing, business loans, etc., or if you're buying a house and you need to get a mortgage, then this would be a time where I would say make sure you do your due diligence to make sure that you're getting the fairest price, that your interests are being taken into consideration, all of those things. I would just make sure wherever it is that you're investing your money that you feel good that you know, you're not being taken advantage of, so to speak. I would also say that this would be a time where you may see like a new lifestyle come in for you or might be announced at this time. So again, like you might open a business, you might have a baby, you might adopt a pet. And though adopting a pet doesn't sound like a big life change, it can be. So this could be a time where your home environment is affected in some way. And it creates some kind of lifestyle change that just needs to be incorporated, right? And figured out as you move along. I would say that this is a time for leaving old habits behind that were restricting you or holding you back, right? Because this is definitely a way to separate yourself from the old and step into the new, right? What feels good? What is it that you're building, you know, with another person or even yourself that feels really, really foundational and really good? So you could definitely see changes to the home environment at this time. So again, like building a business, getting married, having a child, or, you know, or adopting a pet or something along those lines. You could definitely see those bigger life changes come in at this time, or again, buying or selling a home, something like that. You may see obstacles present at this time, but what I would say is this is a great time for this energy showing you that obstacles are really a blessing in disguise. So it can be that whole, you know, if something doesn't work out, it's like rejection is divine protection, right? Or, you know, if there's some kind of obstacle, it's helping you to see a way or a pattern that you've been doing something that is producing the same results and that's not working. And so it helps you to find a better way, find a different way of doing it that is working or that can work. So that's what I mean when I say obstacles can actually be a blessing in disguise, because it helps us to tap into a different way of doing things that can create a different outcome. So beautiful energy there. And with Firefly coming through, this is really just your time to shine your light, your moment of glory. And that's what I mean when I say like you're building something foundational and something strong that's a part of you, that you are a part of, that is your legacy, that is something that is going to be a part of you that continues on even when you're no longer here, type of thing. And that sounds big and dramatic, but it's very possible for some of you that that's exactly what's happening here. You are building something foundational that you are going to be a part of, that is truly a part of you. And so this is definitely a time for you to allow your inner light to shine through. So, and in a way that is very heart-centered and being led by your heart, right? What you want, your desires, your passions, your inspirations are going to be a part of this foundation, or should be based on these energies. So incredibly beautiful energy, 33 sixes. I hope it is a beautiful full moon. And what I will say before I close out is it's a shorter cycle, right? It's a full moon. So it's pretty potent at the time of the full moon, and then it can last for a couple of weeks, but it can create a storyline that continues to unfold over the full moon cycles. So it just depends on the individual. But I would say that this energy that you all are working with is not a one and done quick type of energy. It's something that needs to be sustainable. So I think you're going to see this present throughout the coming, I would say even years. So big energy. So be very mindful of what you initiate at this time. All right, 33 sixes. I hope it's a great one. Take care. Bye for now.